We were so beautiful. We were so tragic. No other magic could ever compare.
Bells of Christmas. Fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away?
Lizzie.
Me.
Oh my god, I'm panting.
Yeah, and you ran here.
I just ran here.
We're a bit late.
But. We're a bit late, but like it's fine. It's the last rage cage of the semester. Hopefully we're back next semester if they let us come back.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they don't give us a bad time. This is our like, how long have we been doing this for? Like 3 semesters now?
This is our 3rd semester, but the semester before this one, we got like a 5 a.m. and we ended up not going.
We never went. We can't wake up at 5 a.m. Like my eyes are
closed. No, because at that point you're waking up at 4:50. And 4:50,
I know.
Not it.
My eyes were closed shut and I was like, Lizzie, like, I don't think I can do this.
Not today.
Lizzie did it once.
I did it once she and it made was so it. Creepy. It was like completely dark out because it's like the day shorter.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I feel like it's even harder in the winter to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
We would never. I don't know if you guys can hear my like chair creaking.
I
but
sure can.
You can.
Yeah.
It's a very creaky chair.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Anyway, You're listening to The Rage Cage on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Our playlist, Lizzie, give us the name of the playlist.
It's called Last Rage of the Sem.
Last Rage. This is the Last Rage. I think we were going for like disco dance vibes to bring it back. Cause I know we got very depressing at one point in the semester.
Yeah, we did.
We started playing like sad songs. We were like always doing work. Lizzie like covered for me for so many of the shows.
Yeah, sure did.
Lizzie brought her boyfriend in for one of them.
Yeah. I did, and I brought a bunch of our friends, and yeah, it was a bit of a mess, honestly.
It was. I think our friends are actually going to come today because they have nothing to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Since okay. Last Rage of the Sem.
Yeah, they can't miss the last.
Can't last miss the last Sem. Rage. Anyway, our first song is
Intergalactic by Kid Cudi.
Very, very good song. I like to listen to it when I'm driving in the car. Windows down. Vibey song. Here it is.
Okay. Say you never done this before, and that's cool and all, but I want you to try this with me. That's cool. Don't worry.
Get ready. Pop it. Let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
I want you to dream of peace until I found you. Once upon a time, baby. I want you to dream so sweet until I had a taste of you. Once upon a time, baby. Reaching out to outer space, dancing to awesome sounds. This all new to you. I'm reaching out to hold you close so I don't slip away. Explore a new approach, a whole new free, I say.
Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me.
I know it's easy to imagine, but it's easier to just do. See, if you can't do what you imagine, then what is imagination to you? Just a waste of space in your brain to take the place of hate or things all the same. Tell me your secrets, the things that make you tick. I like when you talk because your voice is angel-esque. Ay. I want to kiss you on your space below your navelette, the place that you keep neat. So moist like a toilet. This one mark today. Our minds and souls will connect. Let's not forget the sex. My heart you can collect. Now. My heart you can collect. Now. My heart you can collect. Now. Have just one more cap, babe. Have just one more stem, babe.
Get ready. Pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Get ready, pop it, let's go. Intergalactic, you and me. Intergalactic, you and me. Let's go.
So Lizzie and I wanted to touch on an interesting subject today, and that is this man named Bevo.
Oh, Bevo.
Yeah.
The Bevo.
The Bevo, which we've been seeing on TikTok because our whole show is about people that we see on TikTok.
Yeah.
And this guy, he basically eats food and he swallows it within like two chews.
And makes a face.
And makes like this face with his teeth out. Anyway, if you're listening right now, you should look up Bevo, the guy that swallows within two chews. And every time now on my TikTok, I get these compilations of like the times that we've almost lost Bevo, and I send them to Lizzie all the time. And basically now, like, both of our TikToks are just this guy like trying to swallow food, like big chunks of food.
So how do you think this started? Do you think like he just started making eating videos, or?
I think that he just, like, that's how he eats. Like, he just eats, like, he doesn't need to chew, really. He just swallows.
Wow.
But I've been seeing that he's in the ER, and I think it's because he swallowed, like, a hard piece of chicken or something, and it got stuck in the esophagus.
That'll do it. I heard you're supposed to chew, like, 40 times before you swallow.
I've heard that, too.
So, he's really, like,
I'd, like,
not human.
I feel like his stomach is full of just, like, whole pieces
whole
of things.
Whole pieces,
I don't know how you digest that.
Yeah.
But he's not chewing, that's for sure.
Anyway,
look up Bevo if you're listening. Not that, I don't know who's listening today.
Yeah,
since
well,
it's the last day of the semester, but it's okay.
This is a shout out to Bevo. Next song is not related to you, but pretty good. It's called Back on 74 by Jungle.
So, the next song, oh my god, I'm mid-eating a Tony's Chocolonely.
Tony.
Lizzie, describe, like, this chocolate.
Tony's Chocolonely, probably the best chocolate I've ever had in my life. Crazy marketing. They basically have these chocolate bars that instead of having like even slices, they're like very uneven and really hard to break apart, which is not only inconvenient, but it also sometimes, like, if you're splitting with your friend, you can give them the small piece. It's really awesome.
But
I think it's like all this marketing technique for like work and pay disparity for like the chocolate industry. But I mean, I don't really know how much that really does. So,
well, we can Wikipedia that. anyway, the next song is one that is very close to me and Lizzie's heart. Yesterday, we've been playing it since freshman year. Really, we've been playing this song. We've been dancing to this song a lot.
We have. We played this in the radio one time.
We did.
And it was probably, like, the best highlight.
The highlight, yeah. So we're going to play it again for our last Rage Cage of the semester. But this song, yesterday we tried to clean our house, and it never goes well because we get lazy. Like, I don't like to clean, really. I'm a bad cleaner. But we did it yesterday with this song's help because we were dancing to it.
And the song just gets you
brooming up. We were, you know, sweeping the floor and listening to the song. It's called La Dueña del Swing. It's a bachata song.
Ahora sí, los dueños del swing, pa que sepa. Sabrosura, con que esa morena mueve la cintura.
A mí me gusta ver
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Nothing like that to get your body moving today on this Wednesday afternoon.
True. Just so true.
Oh, I just love it so much.
Can't stop.
I can't stop listening to that song. Everyone go download that song. Next song is very near and dear to Lizzie's heart.
Yeah. This was my high school song. I listened to it a lot with my friend Caroline. It's just
shout out Caroline song. If you're listening. You're probably not though.
She's definitely not. It was hard to find the clean version, but here it is. It's called The New Workout Plan by Kanye West.
West, get right for the summer workout tape. And ladies, if you follow these instructions exactly, you might be able to pull you a rapper, an NBA player, man, at least a dude with a car. So first of all, we gonna work on the stomach. Nobody wants a little tight. One and two and three and four and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this, kid. Stop, breathe, get up, check your weave. Don't drop the pen and disrespect the weave. Pick up your center, disrespect your seat. It's a party tonight and ooh, she's so excited. Tell me who's invited, you, your friends, and mine. What's scary to me, Henny make girls look like Halle Berry to me. So excuse me, miss, I forgot your name. Thank you, God bless you, good night. It's been a week without me, and she feel weak without me. She wanna talk it out, but ain't nothing to talk about. Less she talk about freaking out, and maybe we can work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out now. Maybe we can work it out.
Ooh, girl, your silhouette made me wanna light a cigarette. My name Kanye from the Jigga said, Twista said, get it wet. Ooh, girl, your breath is harsh. Cover your mouth up like you got SARS. Off them tracks, yeah, I bought them cars. Still killing on 16 bars. We sweat into the oldies. We juke into a cold beat. Maybe one day, girl, we could. So you go back to all your homies. Yeah, but now. I still mess with a big girl. That you ain't big girl, I still hit girl. One and you brought two friends. Okay, three more now, hop in the Benz. Four door, do you know the difference between a 5, 6, 7, 8? All the mocha lattes. You gotta do Pilates. You gotta pop this tape in. Boy, you start back day 10. Hustlers, gangsters, all us ballers. It's been a week without me. She feel weak without me. She wanna talk it out, but ain't nothing to talk about. Less she talk about freaking out. Yeah, 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 yeah. Work it out. Come on. 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 Work it out now.
Hey, my name is Jill. I just want to say thanks to Kanye's workout plan. I was able to pull an NBA player, and like now I shop every day on Rodeo Drive. I just want to say thank you, Kanye.
Salad, no dessert. Get that man, you deserve.
Stop. one. I need y'all to give me a soul clap, okay? Double time.
That's right, put in work. Woo! Move your
to the bourgeois beat, to the bourgeois beat. To the bourgeois beat, to the bourgeois beat. To the bourgeois beat, to the bourgeois beat.
Emergency song change.
Doing drugs in a penthouse suite. Way too good and way too free. So we live like the bourgeoisie. Me and mommy doing drugs in a penthouse suite. I'm the one, I love you, mommy. You and me to the bourgeois beat. Me and mommy, 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 me and mommy. Drugs in a penthouse suite. Way too good and way too free. So we live like the bourgeoisie. Me and mommy doing drugs in a penthouse suite. I'm the one, I love you, mommy. You and me to the bourgeois beat. Me and mommy doing drugs in a penthouse suite. Way too good and way too free. So we live like the bourgeoisie. Me and mommy doing drugs in a penthouse suite. I'm the one, I love you, mommy. You and me to the bourgeois beat. Me and mommy doing drugs in a penthouse suite. Way too good and way too free. So we live like the bourgeoisie. Me and mommy doing drugs in a penthouse suite. I'm the one, I love you, mommy. You and me to the bourgeois beat. To the bourgeois beat, 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 the bourgeois beat.
Emergency.
That was an emergency song change, yeah. But we needed it to happen because we have two friends here, and one of them is absolutely obsessed with "Mommy" by
Chris Lorenzo.
Chris Lorenzo Cobra. And Cobra, and she's gonna say why she's been so obsessed with this song.
Take it away.
Take it away. This is Ellie Goodfield on the mic.
Thank you, Neve. Yeah, Mommy is one of my all-time favorite songs, and the amount of people I've put onto this song is very large, and
it's crazy.
That's why people like me, so yeah, it means a lot to me.
She's actually there's a tear coming out of her eye right now because
she
knows
that song just way
it reminds her much. She doesn't want to say this on the mic, but it reminds her a lot of her own mommy, Ashton Goodfield. If Ashton is listening right now, shout out to her and Jim.
Shout out, mommy.
Thank you, mommy, so much. Now we have Lily Siegel, our other friend, who's going to be on the mic right now. I hope her mommy is listening too. And she is going to do our PSA. Yeah, take it away.
Okay, here is the fresh fruit PSA. Looking for something sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
She can read, guys. That's awesome.
It was great, Lily. That was
thank you
that
so
was
much,
amazing.
Lily.
Yeah, if you didn't know, Lily Siegel, she's special, very special. For her birthday, we had a spelling bee.
We did.
Because
she can't spell much.
She's known to not be able to spell.
But she can read.
But she can read,
she
evidently.
She can't spell.
And now that, you know, my best friends are in the studio with us, I think we're going to play a song for them called Best Friend by Foster the People.
Here it is.
Sleeping in the field again.
That was Best Friend, because our best friends are here.
Yeah.
And the next one is called Bebe.
Do you want to give some background for that?
Recently, I've been really into, like, Spanish music and, like, really just listening to my Spanish playlist a lot. And one of my friends from Panama told me to listen to this song called Bebe. And so now I will play it on the radio. Here Hopefully everyone likes it.
Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez. Vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés. Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez. Vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés.
Es que este fin de semana quiero enseñarte qué es lo que los roques o Copacabana. La ruta de viaje la elige usted. Yo te persigo, pon el destino, tú mi camino. Ya quiero explorarte, amarte, comernos unos hongos y besarte.
Comernos unos hongos y besarte.
Y besarte.
Y con un único no abrazarte.
Y abrazarte.
Y cama
una nube pa' mojarte. Pa' tocarte.
Ven y repítelo.
Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez. Vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés. Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez. Vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés.
Nademos pa' lo hondo. Vamos a besarnos de aquí a Bombay. Dándole hasta el fondo. Y si no es suficiente, pues nos vamos pa' Hawaii. Ahí saladita tu piel. Tu horizonte lo endulzó con miel. Amarte. Comenos un hongo y besarte.
Comenos un hongo y besarte. Y con lo único no abrazarte. Y con lo único no besarte.
Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez. Vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés. Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez. Vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés. Probarlo otra vez, vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés.
Si ella me dice bebé, vamos a probarlo otra vez, vamos a practicar cómo es que se fabrican aquí los bebés.
Lizzie, did you like that song?
Yeah, I really liked it.
New song.
New song unlocked.
Unlocked.
Look at the song I'm highlighting.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Do you want to play that?
You play that.
Okay. I think the next song that we've come up with on the spot is What's Up by Blondie.
I thought it was Four Non-Blondes.
I think that's the album.
Oh.
Is it Four Non-Blondes?
Yeah, it's not by Blondie.
I thought, is it not by Blondie?
No, What's Up by Four Non-Blondes. I happen to be blonde, for people who don't know what
so
I look
awkward.
Like.
She is blonde. So it's for everyone else in this room except for Neve.
Alright, okay. Let's play it. I probably won't like it then.
Of man, for whatever that means.
That was What's Up by Four Non Blondes, not Blondie. We figured that one out. This is going to be the last song of this semester of Rage Cage.
Yeah, last time to rage.
Last time to right rage. Now. We're going to play like a little bit of a house kind of music. And you're listening to...
The Rage Cage. Oh. Is that what you meant?
Oh, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to The Rage Cage on 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this song is called Adore You because I adore Lizzie and all of my friends who are going abroad.
But we'll still be here.
So hopefully they can
show next semester.
Hopefully they can listen in when they're abroad. Yeah. But here it is, Adore You.
You're so much better at everything. Nice and clover in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead, ahead beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. Then play your answers, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be your parade. When you pray your answer, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be your parade. Ooh, I adore you. I'm so proud of all that you are.